When it comes to investments, the questions you should ask are 1. How do you reduce risk and increase returns? 2. How do you find great investments? 3. How do you know a good deal from a bad deal? 4. How do you invest with less of your own money and more OPM, other people's money? 5. How do you get the experience without risking money? 6. How do you handle losses? 7. How do you find good advisors? These questions aren't easy to answer. They are questions that keep me studying, learning, and searching. By continually asking myself these questions, I get better answers. But I have yet to find the one answer that makes me feel comfortable, safe, and secure. These are questions true students know they will probably never find the right answer to, because there is always a better answer. It is the search for the answer I may never find, that makes me rich. It is the search that keeps me going, getting richer and not retiring, even though I have the money to retire on. You see, it is not the quest for money that makes me rich. It is the quest for knowledge. It is the desire to learn more, do more, accomplish more, and help those who want to learn that drives me. And money is just the score, a measure to tell me how we are doing. Just as a traveler watches for mile markers, I look at money simply as a marker that measures the journey and distance traveled. A great book I read recently is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. I recommend this book for anyone who knows that their life is a journey, not a destination. In The War of Art, Pressfield says, "Many people think amateurs do not play for money, but they play for the love of the game. In reality, the reason amateurs are amateurs is because they do not love the game enough." Pressfield's main point is that you must overcome resistance in order to achieve your unlived life within. He discusses the types of resistance that confront us and reveals how often it is self-imposed. What is his advice? He recommends 1. Loving what you do. 2. Having patience. 3. Acting in the face of fear. I study and practice because I love the game and because I want to win. I have read and studied the history of the game, knowing I will never know as much as I need to know. I study the rules, and I study the players. I know my competition, and I study them because I respect them. Long before I met Donald Trump, I read his books and followed his successes as well as his failures. I also studied Steve Jobs, founder of Apple, and Richard Branson, founder of Virgin. As you can tell, I studied the rebel leaders of business, not the conformists. To me, conformists are boring. Like it or not, all of us are in this game of money, regardless of whether you are rich or poor, living in the United States, Asia, Europe, Africa, South America, Canada, or wherever. We are all in this game of money. The winners of the game are those who love the game the most. If you do not love the game, get out. There is probably something more useful for you to do, something more exciting for you.